سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء، ونعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن عين لا تدمع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. اللهم ألهمنا وسددنا، اللهم ارزقنا حق الولاية وحق اليقين وحق الرضا وحق الحب وحق الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم ارزقنا يا رب حبك وحب حبيبك المصطفى وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي قربنا إلى حبك وتحبيب عبادك فيك. آمين آمين يا رب العالمين، وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، we have the first question: if I do good deed, how I guard my good deed. And Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said, we the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we used to worry about our good deed more than the good deed by itself. We used to worry about how to guard our good deed more than the good deed by itself. And another sister, she asked me the question, if I'm doing good deed, how I know I'm sincere in my good deed? And sincerity of good deed make you do not wait for a result. Do not wait for somebody to thank you. Do not think about it. You just do it for sabilillah. You see? But this talk is very easy. We'll talk about it in detail now. Okay? Which is actually related very well. How to guard it, need ikhlas. How to make ikhlas, you need to guard it. And how to guard it and have ikhlas, you have to have iman. And we'll talk about it in a few moments now. Any question, any concern? Okay.
How do you develop very strong iman?
How I develop a strong iman. We'll talk about all of the above in one moment now. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In Surah Al-Hijr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He give us some messages. Let's explain some of His messages. And because we are still in a journey of Sha'ban or Rajab, Sha'ban, Ramadan, today we can, tomorrow we cannot. Today we are alive, tomorrow we dead. Ramadan is the month of Quran. And if we understand what meaning is the month of Quran, we should comprehend the Quran to reach Ramadan. Do you hear what I said? We should comprehend Quran to reach Ramadan. And believe me, Quran full of verses is enough. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام راء تلك آيات الكتاب وقرآن مبين ربما يود الذين كفروا لو كانوا مسلمين ذرهم يأكلوا ويتمتعوا ويلههم الأمل فسوف يعلمون وما أهلكنا من قرية إلا ولها كتاب معلوم ما تسبق من أمة أجلها وما يستأخرون. From 1 to 5, and forgive my recitation because I'm not focused in beautiful recitation now. I'm focused in the meaning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, Alif Lam Ra, letter from Quran, from Arabic, Tilka ayatul kitab wa Quran al-mubin. This is verses of the book, wa Quran al-mubin. Allah called the Quran, Quran mubin. And mubin in Arabic has a lot of meaning. Meaning the criterion, Furqan. Meaning is straight. Meaning that said. Meaning the one. Meaning the complete. Meaning the one distinguished between right and wrong. This the one can support you and guide you. This the one can give you light and wisdom and vision. ربما يود الذين كفروا لو كانوا مسلمين. He said, this believer, they wish to be a Muslim. ذرهم يأكلوا. Let them eat and enjoy life. And they will be deceived with their own hopes until they know. And they will know. Know what? They know they will die. They will know they will go to grave. They know everything it will happen to them in this life is illusion. It's not clear and is not real. وَمَا أَهْلَكْنَا مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ إِلَّا وَلَهَا كِتَابٌ مَعْلُومٌ. We never destroy any village until it has its own book. Indeed, is already ordained. Meaning when you see a destruction, is already ordained. Nobody can stop it. Meaning, we cannot look for excuses. We cannot look for causes. Causes is just a cause. It's a mean, but it's written. ما تسبق أمة من أمة أجلها وما يستأخرون. No nation will can come early or can be delayed. It's done. What we learn from that? What's the difference between this message for a nation or for me individual? It's no different. Now, we're going to jump in this surah to just hit certain messages to fulfill our need of today, our topic. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam in the presence of angels and shaitan, which used to be a very knowledgeable jinn, he reached the level of angels in the presence of Allah. He has unbelievable status in piety and knowledge, but he used his mind. He used his mind against Allah's knowledge. And he used his knowledge against Allah's knowledge. And he did not surrender to Allah's knowledge and will and wisdom. What's the difference between Iblis and me? No different. You have a situation in life. Either you use it mentally, or you turn it to Allah and ask yourself what Allah wants from me. If you ask me, some of the early scholars said, in any given time, you are Abd of Shaitan or Abd of Rahman. Any given moment in your life, you are a slave to Shaitan or a slave to Allah. If I return that issue to Allah, I'm Abd of Allah. If I surrender to Shaitan and my nafs and my weakness, I'm Abd of Shaitan. How I know it? Very simple. If I believe in Allah, power, strength, certainty, humble and humility, believe, rely on Allah, loyalty to Allah, trust in Allah, surrender to the wisdom of Allah, be content, be thanks, calm, with tranquility, with the trust of Allah. Now I'm a mu'min. If I am Abd al-Shaytan, I worry, I fear, I'm sad, I'm lonely, uncertainty. I was talking to one of my relatives yesterday, and he told me, I have a doubt about this topic. I said, listen, I have to tell you the truth. Doubt from Shaitan is not from angel, is not from Allah. If you doubt something, Shaitan is not the quality of the believer. Is not the quality of a mu'min to have a doubt. He's not the quality of the mu'min to have uncertainty. This is why when you look to the verses before, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he created man from salsalin min hama'in masnoon. He created mankind from the clay who been dried. And he created jinn from the tip of the flame. And I promise you, knowledge of Allah amazing. Go to any flame, any flame. Look to the tip, non-stop. The tip cannot sit. The tip always hesitation. The tip always up and down. And they said, this is a quality of shaitan. And what shaitan want? He wanted to be up and down. He wanted to be unstable. Why I get unstable? Where is coming from? Sure, shaitan. But why? Because I'm not Abdul Allah. Why? Because I'm not thinking and remember the promise of Allah. What I'm doing? I'm listening to shaitan. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said in another verse, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانِ يَعِدُكُمُ الْفَقْ. Shaitan, he promised you faq, poverty. He promised you. How? In any condition, in any situation, oh, look what he did, and what happened, and if it happened, she will do, and if this happened, this might happen, and this might happen, this will happen. Ya Allah, you get a headache, whistle, chest is tight, very uptight, everything mentally, where's Allah? No Allah. Where's Iman? No Iman. Where's trust? No trust. Where's belief? No belief. Where's rely? No rely. Where's thanks? No thanks. Where's the goodness of Allah? No goodness of Allah. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Shaitan make you miserable. He makes the cloud so dark, there's no way out. Now you are weak. Why? Because you are in the hand of shaitan. You are in the hand of Allah, power. You are in the hand of shaitan, weak. You are in the hand of Allah, certainty. You are in the hand of shaitan, uncertainty. Why? Because I do not believe in the promise of Allah. Why? Lack of zikr of Allah. Why? I do not remember the promise of Allah. Why? I'm not in the right companion. Why? I have a problem internally. What kind of problem now? We'll talk about it very soon. By Allah will. By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He created Adam, and shaitan, iblis, la'natullah alayhi, refused to make sajda, prostrate to Adam. What he said? Qala Rabbi. And this is why some scholar lately they said, shaitan was a Muslim. People said, wow, shaitan is a Muslim. How dare you say that? If you read Quran carefully, shaitan has to be a Muslim. He was a Muslim. He said, Rabbi, my Lord. But look what he did. Bima aghwaytani. You tricked me. Meaning, he believed in Allah as a Lord. But he believed Allah tricked him. By this way, he denied Allah's quality of goodness and wisdom. And he blamed Allah for his own mischief and his own wickedness and envy and jealousy. By this way, if we study this topic, this is the first disease. The arrogant coming from where? The arrogant coming from liking yourself. Liking yourself to the point, oh, why she doesn't have it? I have something she doesn't have. Arrogant. Why Allah give so and so and do not give me? Arrogant. And denial. And envy and jealousy. Is a killer, is a package. You get one, you get them all. Do you think at this moment you thank Allah? No. Are you content? No. Can you believe? No. You cannot believe. And this is what happened to shaitan in the front of Allah, in the front of all the angels. And he denied Allah when and wisdom. Imagine what else you want. Is this not a message very powerful? And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said? And he said, I will stray all your servants, all of them. But after that, after he said that, illa ibadaka minhum al-mukhlasin. And in another riwayah or another recitation, al-mukhlasin, meaning the pure one. The pure, sincere one. Meaning, I will get all your servants. Except the pure one. Do you understand now? Meaning, if we go back to your own question, if I have no pure sincerity in what I'm doing, shaitan already entered. Is that sincerity? Pure sincerity. You see, like one sister asked me, I'm getting married. When I see my fiancé, I have a feeling. When I do not see him, I have a different feeling. And I have a doubt. Where it coming from? Same. Meaning, lack of sincerity in the vision. Where is lack of sincerity of the vision coming from? The nafs hiding the message of Allah. How I cure that? I beg Allah, please, Ya Allah, give me vision according to you. Show me the truth. Don't make me go according to my nafs. Because this is our enemy. We'll see it now. إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمْ عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمْ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. By this way, the first quality of people, this people will not be belong to shaitan, has two qualities. Ibad, slave to Allah, and mukhlasin. Meaning they have to be slave to Allah first, and you have to be sincere in the slavery of Allah. If I'm not a slave to Allah, I can be your slave to Allah, I'm not going to have ikhlas. And if I have no ikhlas and slavery to Allah, I'm belong to shaitan. Shaitan will get me. Is this a small topic? How many of us neglecting this topic? And believe me, this topic, it took me years. And every time I do something, I find out I'm completely corrupted. My heart corrupted, my mind corrupted, my intention corrupted. And every obstacle and situation happened for Allah to check me out. Are you going to have sincerity or are you going to be a coward? If you're sincere, you're holding tight in whatever belongs to Allah. If you're not sincere, you're going back and forth. By the way, if you are a believer, you're steadfast. If you are a hypocrite and a liar and belong to shaitan, up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. Up and down in your belief. We'll get to it right now, very soon. Now Allah replied shaitan. He said, Inna ibadi, my slave servant, laysa laka alayhim sultan. My slave servant, you have no power and strength over them. Illa man ittaba'aka min al-ghawin. Except those who follow you. By the way, Allah emphasized now, only the slave people to Allah, purely to Allah, Allah will guard them. By the way, in any given time, you have a situation and you said, Ya Allah, only Allah will be with you. But if I have worry, fear, misconception, desire, anger, whatever it is, I'm finished. I'm not belong to Allah. Today, may Allah save me and save you. Why we allow shaitan to get us to the point we become like the hypocrite of Medina? The hypocrite of Medina is the one Allah says they will be forever in Jahannam. What they are? Up and down, up and down, up and down. And when a situation arises, they will never hold tight for Sabilillah. Never hold tight for Sabilillah. This is the quality of the hypocrite. It's not the quality of the mu'min. The quality of the mu'min, like the people of Uhdud, the people of the trench, when Allah tells them, throw yourself in a fire, they throw. No problem. They slave to Allah. When Asiya, the wife of Fir'aun, when he hung her, she didn't quit. She didn't back up. She held tight her iman. Because her iman is higher than all the torture. Today, for a man, for a woman, for a stupid situation, for an apartment, for a money status, we're willing to drop our loyalty between us and Allah. And if I drop my loyalty between us and Allah, how I can be loyalty to you? How I can be loyalty to anybody? If I'm a liar, a hypocrite inside of me, how I can be good to anybody? Is this not scary? إلا من اتبعك من الغاوين. Those who follow you, shaitan, from the stray one, they have no protection from me. And let me tell you something, is big difference between weakness and disease of the heart. Arrogance is a disease of the heart. Stingy is a disease of the heart. You see? Anger is a disease. All these diseases, shaitan only manipulate you. Because if you are a mu'min, you have the quality of the believer. If you are a hypocrite or a liar or a disbeliever, you have the quality of disbeliever. And if I'm a believer, what I have to do? I work hard to develop the quality of the believer. I hold hard when a situation arises. Shaitan wants me to be angry. What to do? Make sajda. Beg Allah. Don't make me angry, Allah. Help me out. Don't make me slave to shaitan. I won't be a wako. No, I'm not a wako. I'm Abdullah. I'm Abdul Rahman. You see? I'm stingy. Why am I stingy? I'm worried. I fear the future. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner. Why I worry? A situation can hurt me. I believe in Allah. Oh Allah, protect me. Finished. A situation I desire and I'm not sure. I capture my desire. I said, Allah, don't make me follow my desire. Make me follow what you like. Is this not Islam? By the way, when a situation happens, I like it or I don't like it, I fear it or I love it, what am I supposed to do? Return it to Allah and beg Allah to make me behave as a Muslim. And if I do that, now I'm Abdullah. But if I listen to the whisper, I follow my genetic, my shaitan, I'm finished. And now Allah tell me, I'm not going to protect you. You're not a slave to me. And He will not give you vision. Can you make istikhara? You can make istikhara, but you're not Abdullah. Allah will not give you vision. Allah will give you vision when you do istikhara with adab. What is istikhara with adab? When you make istikhara and you beg Allah to show you, and you're willing to accept the message, and you are completely in your heart open, yes or no, oh Allah, open for me. And no doubt. A mu'min do not doubt. And after that, وَإِنَّ جَهَنَّمْ لَوَمُعِدْهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. Allah replied, and Jahannam is the appointment for all of them. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained to us, وَالْعِزُ بِاللَّهِ, the torture of Jahannam. Now, another message in here, very important, is when Ibrahim alayhi salam, they give him the glad tidings of a son. He said, how you give me a glad tidings of a son? And I'm old person. They said, don't be qanit. Don't be despair of the rahmah of Allah. And whoever despair from the rahmah of Allah, he's among the stray one. By this way, one of the pillars of the mu'min, you never despair. Never. Despair, out. Worry and weak, out of the rahmah of Allah. You are out of the mercy of Allah. Allah hates it. Because he's not a believer at this moment. Whatever, what situation, if all the situation is completely odd against you, you have Allah. What else you want? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this chapter with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advice. Don't follow those and worry about them. The one who left Quran. By this way, one of the signs of the Ummah is weak when they leave Quran. فَوَرَبِّكَ لَنَسْأَلَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. Allah promised and give an oath. He will ask everybody. عَمَّا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Of what he was doing. فَاصْدَعْ بِمَا تُؤْمَرْ. Say what you have to say. وَأَعْرِدْ عَنِ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. And get away from those who do shirk. And after that, in the end, وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكُ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. I know how your chest is very tight and very sad about what they say about you. Meaning all the opposition, I know. Allah tell you, I know. How do you feel? What is the advice now? فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. You do a lot of tasbih day and night. وَكُنْ مِنَ السَّيَجِدِينَ. And be among the people of sajda. وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. And worship your Lord until death will come. What it mean in here? Allah tell me, be loyal to me. Praise me. Tasbih is not subhanallah, 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 but my heart is empty. No. If you say subhanallah right, they said, if you say subhanallah with the meaning of subhanallah, subhanallah will fill your heart. You have no space left. It fills your brain. You have no space left. Because subhanallah, in the meaning of subhanallah, is above everything. It's a praise. Praise to the owner of all this kingdom. How you praise Allah and you worry. How you praise Allah and you fear. How you praise Allah and you have a doubt. How you praise Allah and you cower. How you praise Allah when you worry. How you you cannot. You cannot praise Allah and say subhanallah. You cannot do that. This why all the situation in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Zakariya alayhi salam, when Allah gave him the glad tidings of Yahya, he said, fast and do tasbih day and night. When Yunus alayhi salam did a mistake, La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimin. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Isra al-Mi'raj, Subhana alladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan. You find out tasbih is power. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, Subhanallah al-azim. Is the tasbih of the angels all over the sky. When we hear thunder, Subhana alladhi yusabbih al-rad bihamdihi wal malaika min khayfati. Tasbih. Everybody do tasbih. But you see today as an ummah, we do tasbih with the tongue. We do not do it with the heart. I promise you, you do tasbih with the heart even once, it changes your life. If I do tasbih with my heart, how I worry after 1 minute? How I allow shayateen to whisper to me? How I cannot say Allahu Akbar? By the way, I should be scared of being Abdul Shaitan. I should be scared to be a slave to Shaitan. And I should be alert and have vision in how I can be Abdul Rahman. And if I do that, in my iman, I will do it in my action, I will protect my good deed. You see how they are together? But if my iman is weak, my intention is weak, my intention corrupted, my action is corrupted, shaitan will come and eat it up for me. I do a good deed, somebody talk to me, I change my mind. Or I have a doubt, if it's good or bad, finished. You do good deed, finished. It's done. You do it between you and Allah. Now, we go to chapter al-Nahl. Bees. And chapter al-Nahl has another nickname. Anybody know it? What is the nickname of chapter al-Nahl? Surah al-Ni'am. The chapter of Ni'amullah. The chapter of Allah's bounty to us. And if you study the beginning, Allahu Akbar. أتى أمر الله فلا تستعجلوا. The command of Allah came or coming. Don't worry and don't hurry. The command, أمر الله. When Allah ordains something, don't hurry, What's happening to us? We hurry or we worry. We want something too quick or we're scared of something. This is, look at this. فَلَا تَسْتَعْجِلُوا سُبْحَانَهُ. Look at this. سُبْحَانَهُ. Again, praise to Allah. وَتَعَالَى. And elevated and exalted. عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ. From the shirk. By this way, all what we talk about it is a lack of iman. What it meaning? Shirk. What meaning shirk? Doubt. Meaning association with Allah. Meaning what? Association of Allah, the only sin will never be forgiven. And if you ask me, I said it for the last 20 years, the majority of the ummah in deep shirk. Deep, not light. It's the big difference between committing sins and worry. Committing sins and afraid. Committing sin and... this is not the quality of a mu'min. Or I'm hurry too much. Or I'm scared too much. Anything much is shirk. It's not the quality of a mu'min. It's not. Mu'min is tuma'nina. We talked about it last time. Tuma'nina, sakina, tranquility, peace. يُنَزِّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ بِالْرُوحِ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ عَلَى مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ. Allah descended angels with his soul of his command to whom Allah chose from his servant. What it meaning? Guidance, light, inspiration. Allah said he sended or descended the angel with his soul to whom he chose of his servant. What it meaning? If I want to be in a state of guidance, inspiration, wisdom, basira, light, understanding, comprehending, I have to be first what? Abd. I be abd, the rest is coming by itself. If I lose ubudiyya, I lose everything. Ubudiyya meaning slavery to Allah. After that, Allah talk about all the bounty of the earth and all the bounty to, from Allah to us. And after that, in verse 18, 17 and 18, he said something so beautiful. أَفَمَنْ يَخْلُقُ كَمَنْ لَا يَخْلُقُ أَفَلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. Is the one who create similar to the one who doesn't create? You cannot comprehend it? You cannot remember? And after that, وَإِنْ تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you calculate the bounty of Allah over you, you cannot calculate it. But you see, today we know it. We hear it. We do tasbih. We do shukr. We do hamd. We thank Allah. We're supposed to show gratitude to Allah. But deep inside, we're not content. Deep inside, we're complaining. Deep inside, we cannot take it. Just a tiny minus in my dunya, I cannot take it. Look at CNN yesterday. They have all this interview in Afghanistan and North Pakistan of million and million of people in tent. They have no water. No any facility. Nothing. Nothing. Million and million of people have nothing. And we want somebody to tell me a word. Somebody take something from me. I cannot take it. And I'm flipping. What do you call that? This is kuf. This is shirk. Because all of a sudden, I forget all the bounty of Allah and I keep complaining like a stupid child. He has all the toys, but you take one. I saw it in my life. I enter somebody's room, he has a son, toy room. Almost $25,000 worth of toys. And the son is fighting because he did not get one new cartridge of one game. $25,000 worth of toys. But the son is making a big fuss about one cartridge he wanted. What's the difference between this son and us? We have plenty of bounty to thank Allah for it. But one situation arises, my face is... And I'm sad. I'm this. And I'm acting up. Why? He tell me, she tell me, and this happened, and this happened. Excuse me. You cannot calculate. Allah said... And if you calculate the bounty of me, you cannot calculate it. You have eyes. How many people have no eyes? You go to the bathroom. How many people cannot go to the bathroom? You eat. How many people cannot eat? You breathe. How many people cannot breathe? You walk. How many people paralyzed? But we have plenty. But what shaitan make? Shaitan make you forget all the bounty of Allah and make you think about one minus. Do you think now we are belong to Allah? No. You are out. And this is what scares me. What scares me, how I can be a Muslim, how I can be a mu'min, and I'm like every day like a yo-yo. If I'm a yo-yo, I'm not a mu'min. Really, I'm not a mu'min. Believe me, I'm really hurt. Because I see it. What is the value of all the salah, and all the fasting, and all the zikr, and all the knowledge? If your manner and attitude is up and down, up and down. They said, oh, but Iman yazidu wa yanqus. Rasulullah said, Iman increase and decrease. This Iman increase and decrease. Rasulullah did not say, the mu'min is kafir. The mu'min denies the power of Allah. The mu'min is worry and fear. The mu'min, he have no gratitude to Allah. How many today of our mu'min? Is he fighting every day with the husband for one thing? Just one. Just one. Or is the husband fighting with the wife for one? We acting like stupid kids. Not even good kids. No, very bad kids. What it meaning? Lack of Iman. Iman is extremely weak. Very weak. And it takes a long time to come back again. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us about الَّذِينَ تَتَوَفَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ ظَالِمِي أَنفُسُهُمْ. Those who oppress themselves, the angel is beating them up. Now, if you study this verse, it scares you. Those who died with not complete iman and die as a zalim, die in a state of shirk, they get beat up. From the moment of death until the day of judgment. Read it. You're scared. If you are a mu'min. Which today we do not think about. This you can read it by yourself. Verse 28. Surah An-Nahl. Sabiz. And after that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give two scenarios. The scenario of the oppressor and the scenario of the good people. The oppressor gets severe beating and torture from the angel until the day of judgment, and the good people get treatment until the day of judgment and after the day of judgment. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us warning after that. After He give us a scenario of the good side and the bad side, هَلْ يَنْذُرُونَ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَوْ يَأْتِي أَمْرُ رَبِّكَ. These people do not know, or they not waiting until either the day of judgment come or the command of Allah will come. What it meaning? Death. Because either you die or the day of judgment. And both of them is coming. كذلك فعل الذين من قبلهم. This is how it happened before. وما ظلمهم الله. Allah did not oppress them. ولكن كانوا أنفسهم يظلمون. They are the oppressor of their own self. فَأَصَابَهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِ مَا عَمِلُوا. They are sick like that with all the mischief they done. وَحَاقَ بِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. And they've been surrounded with their own bad deed, with what they accumulate. Accumulate of what? Bad deed and disbelief. Allah ended with بِمَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. They are joking about what Allah is talking about. What it meaning? They joke about the day of judgment. They joke about death. They joke about the journey of death and journey of the soul. Today, if you ask me, we're doing it too. We're joking. You see, a lot of you do not get it. If you believe in Allah, can you behave like a mad person for 2-3 days because something upset you? Where's Iman? Do you need 2-3 days to wake up? Do you need a week to wake up? Do you need the main calamity to wake up? How you can be a mu'min and making salah and you're stuck in yourself? I do not get it. How I can be blind and I'm making salah? I see it over and over and we call ourselves a mu'min? How? And this why Allah said after that in verse 35, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا, and those who are having shirk. لَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ, if Allah want, مَا عَبَدْنَا مِنْ دُونِهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ, if Allah want, we will never be a mushrik. Meaning what? We acting exactly like shaitan. We took exactly, oh, it's my father, it's society, they did it to me, it is the environment, what he want me to do, this is the time. Isn't that the same talk? You do not know, we are in America, we are in Europe, we are in Australia. It's almost like Allah do not know where are you? Is this Quran is not relevant to you? Is this Quran is not relevant to your time? Meaning if you talk like that, you are a kafir already. You are a disbeliever. And you are mushrik. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the famous scenario and the famous message. What he said? Go, walk in earth and see all the oppressor and tyrant. What we did with them? Worship Allah and fear to worship other than Allah. Whoever Allah guide or whoever Allah stray, look at earth and what we done with them. Meaning Allah destroy them. And Allah calls them mukaddibin. فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةَ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Look to whom deny and lie of the message of Allah. You see, Allah call it a lie. We're supposed to be the nice people, the people of Ramadan, the people of Taraweeh, the people of Quran, the people of Umrah and Hajj. And when a situation rise, we acting like a disbeliever. Day and night, even in Ramadan. When Ramadan arrive, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he said? تُفَتَّحْ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ, all the door of Jannah is open. وَتُغْلَقْ أَبْوَابُ جَهَنَّمِ, and all the door of Jahannam is closed. وَتُصَفَّدْ مَرَتُدُ الشَّيَاطِينِ, and all the big shayateen is captured. Let me tell you honest to Allah. It scare me. Sometimes the first night of Ramadan and people acting up. And the night of Eid and the family is fighting with each other. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. I'm supposed to enter Ramadan in a state of a beggar. I'm worried. The book is open of Ramadan. I want to show Allah the best of my behavior. Tell me what topic should bother me. What topic should make me upset to the point I lose Laylat al-Qadr? And Allah do not look at me and smile. What is the issue? He said to me, she said to me, but why you do not eat this food? Why? We fighting for nothing? For a meal? For a drink? For something? Be careful. Today we can, tomorrow we cannot. Verse 40, so beautiful. And 41. 40 in Surah An-Nahl. If I'm a mu'min, this will be the ultimate tranquility over my heart. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا قَوْلَنَا لِشَيْءٍ إِذَا أَرَدْنَاهُ أَن نَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. If we commanded something to be done, we say to be, will be. What it meaning? If Allah is the commander of everything and everything in the hand of Allah, He said to be will be. He doesn't need time. He doesn't need mean. He doesn't need anything. What is the message to me? Believe in me. Trust me. Hold tight to me. Have loyalty to me. This is a problem today. We talk about it in the session. After the session finished, we're ready to blow up. What is that? And after that, what Allah said, وَالَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا, and those who are immigrate, for سبيل الله, مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا ظُلُمُوا, after they've been oppressed, meaning you immigrate for سبيل الله, after oppression, what Allah said, I will give you a glad tithing, I will give you a big high place in Jannah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tell you what He will give you. And verse 42, what is 42? الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ, those who are experienced patient, and in their Lord they have tawakkul, they rely in their Lord. Rely. Wallahi, rely in Allah is power. Rely in Allah is tranquility, is peace. But if we can do it, can you think? No. Can you make helicopter inside? No. Can you keep judge it according to your mind and make Indian movie, Pakistani movie, Arabic movie? No. Or Chinese movie? No. No movie. No movie. A mu'min has no movie. Movie from shaitan. He make you worry what happened to the future and if he said and if she said. But if I'm a believer, I have no problem. What Allah talk about Quran? Quran is light. Is Furqan, لتبين. What it mean لتبين? To show the people ما أنزل أو ما نزل إليهم. Show them what has been revealed to them. ولعلهم يتفكرون. Maybe they think about it. Maybe they will think about it. وَلَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, everything belong to Allah. وَلَهُ الدِّينُ وَاصِبًا, and everything and all the deen belong to Allah. أَفَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ تَتَّقُونَ, is anyone except Allah you fear Him? وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِّعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ, any bounty you have is from Allah. ثُمَّ إِذَا مَسَّكُمُ الضُّرُّ فَإِلَيْهِ تَجْأَرُونَ, if you have a calamity, Ya Allah, help me out, Ya Allah. Okay, what happened? ثُمَّ إِذَا كَشَفَ الضُّرَّ عَنْكُمْ, and when Allah lift the door, when Allah lift the calamity, إِذَا فَرِيقٌ مِّنْكُمْ بَرَبِّهِمْ يُشْرِكُونَ, the majority of you, they will do shirk again. Why Allah call it shirk? Because you do not believe in Allah. You see, we believe in my car, I believe in my money, I believe in my status, I believe in my future, I believe in my degree, I believe in my business. And when I have any one minus of that, I go crazy. And when Allah open, I believe again with whatever Allah give me, not Allah. Even Allah let me know, when I beg Him, He open. And when He give me, I go back straight. Straight doing what? Not sins, shirk. Association with Allah. لِيَكْفُرُوا بِمَا آتَيْنَاهُمْ, because some people said, oh, your talk is too tough. Where you get it from? Look what Allah said after that. لِيَكْفُرُوا بِمَا آتَيْنَاهُمْ, they do kufr with what I give them. What is that? This is called kufr al-ni'am. I talk about it long time ago. Meaning, when Allah give you something, you deny Allah gratitude. You deny thanking Allah. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, okay, فَتَمَتَّعُوا فَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ. Okay, you do not want to thank me? You do not want to show gratitude? Okay, enjoy it. I will torture you with it. And you will know. How we do that today? Once I get married, and I have nice apartment, and I have the picture of the wedding, I'm relaxed. Now I'm a mushrik now. I believe in the piece of meat. I believe in the money. I believe in the status. And I forget who am I and my goal in life. What it meaning? This is a plot and plan from Allah to you. Meaning Allah did not give you this bounty for your goodness. Because how we know the bounty is goodness or no? If the bounty make me closer to Allah, make me closer to Akhirah, make me do good deed, make me love Allah more, make me do zikr more, make me believe in Allah more, make me have iman more, my bounty of dunya is a gift. And if my husband or wife or money make me stray from my relationship with Allah, is a big calamity. And today the Muslim, what happened? The more Allah gives him, the more he gets strayed. The more Allah gives him, and he's drowning in dunya. And the thing is fine. No, it's not fine. If I'm not getting closer to Allah more, I have a problem. And this why after that, this was verse 40, 54 and 55. And when you go to verse 56, again. وَجَعَلُونَ لِمَا لَا يَعْلَمُونَ نَصِيبًا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ. Now he talk and he give example of what happening to the Arabic Peninsula before Islam in Jahiliyyah. He talk about the woman now. When they have a female, they get upset. And when they have a male, they return it to Allah. By this way, they consider the girl is from shaitan, from the disgrace, from curse, and the boy from Allah. Allah said, who are you? Who tell you to do so? But today we do it. We do the same thing, but in different aspect. And Allah, after that, he explained it. And after that, again, وَمَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا لِتُبَيِّنْ لَهُمَ الَّذِي اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ. We did not reveal this Quran to you, except to let them know their mistake in their own understanding. وَهُدًا وَرَحْمَةً لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ. And guidance and rahmah and mercy to whom who believe. Can I give this verse to somebody whose belief is not stayed? It will not benefit. This verse to whom who believe. Meaning if I'm sit now, have iman, this will benefit me. If I sit and have no iman, it will not benefit me. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he talk about the provision and a level of provision in life, and how people look at each other provision and compare and upset and have hasad, very scary, out of mercy of Allah. Those who have hasad, those who look to each other, those who compare about what Allah give me and Allah do not give me, they are out of the mercy of Allah. And who have it today most? Us. We have hasad to each other and not content like more than a disbeliever. This scary. This scary. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gives the example of the people in earth. And after that, وَلِلَّهِ غَيْبُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Again, Allah, he know all the unseen knowledge of the earth and the sky. When Allah tell me I know all the unseen knowledge, what it mean? Try, trust, rely, calm, don't think. وَمَا أَمْرُ السَّاعَةِ إِلَّا كَلَمْحِ الْبَصَرِ. And the day of judgment will not come except like a blink of an eye. This is the word of Allah. Now, after that, another message very important for what we start with today. Now I'm gathering between how we keep good deed, how to have ikhlas, and how to raise our iman and strength. Another advice in the end of Surah An-Nahl. وَوْفُوا بِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ إِذَا عَاهَدْتُمْ. Hold tight in your covenant and your own oath if you do so. Don't promise somebody something and come down on it. Don't break your promises. Don't. وَلَا تَنْقُدُوا الْأَيْمَانَ بَعْدَ تَوْكِيدِهَا. Don't break your oath after you fulfill it. And you make Allah as your witness, and you do so. And after that, Allah give us a beautiful example. And don't be like the spider. The spider who generate a web and break it after it make it. Do you understand it or no? Like somebody sewing, everything is completely intact and you cut it. You rip it apart. By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the example of somebody breaking his oath and commitment or covenant, like the one who breaks his own web, his own house, his own strength. This is what it means. Meaning you will be finished. When you cannot keep your covenant, you're finished. You're destroying your own house of Iman. You're destroying your own relationship with Allah. You're destroying your quality by yourself. And today, if you ask me, a lot of us cannot keep covenant. A lot of us cannot keep promise. We take it slightly. You promise me, I promise you, and we let it go. وَلَا تَشْتَرُوا بِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. And don't sell your oath and covenant with Allah with a cheap price. He tell me, he promised me to give me, you see? Even to the point now become very famous. You make a commitment with people in the town of Hajj, they find a customer better than you, they kick you out. You see? You have a relationship with people and you have a covenant, we break it. For what? We break it for what? For money, for status, for something. Allah said, don't do that. Don't sell your oath with a small amount of money. مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدْ. What you have, it will be gone. وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقٍ. And what Allah promised you, stay. وَالنَّجْدِيَنَّ الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And will we give and reward those who have patience with the covenant, patience with the oath, better than what they lost. Now we're coming to, they call it the constitution of happiness. The constitution of happiness in Quran. In the end, approximately in Surah An-Nahl. Constitution of happiness in Quran. This is, when I said constitution, what it mean? You follow this, you have happiness and power. You do not follow it, you have disgrace and you have no happiness. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said? مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى. Whoever do good deed from male or female. وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. Whoever do good deed with belief. Look at the criteria of Allah. Whoever do good deed with belief in Allah. فَلْنُحْيِيَنَّهُ. What it mean? We will elevate him. We will give him a life. طَيِّبًا. We'll give him a happy life. We'll give him a beautiful life. We'll give him a tranquility life. وَالنَّجْدِيَنَّهُمْ بِأَحْسَنَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. وَالنَّجْدِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. We will reward them better than what they did. One verse. They call it the constitution of happiness in Quran. You follow this verse, you have happiness. You do not follow it, you have no happiness. And you can follow it with a few verses from Surah Ta. It's the opposite. Whoever do not listen to the message, Allah promise he will disgrace you and make you a'ma, make you blind. And when you come in the day of judgment, said Allah, why you make me blind? He said, I send you my message. You did not obey it, and you did not follow it. You acting like a blind in dunya, I make you blind in akhirah. Now, we're coming now to the another constitution of the power of Allah, considering what we said. فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. If you read Quran, ask Allah to support you and guard you and protect you from shaitan, rajim, the disgraced, cursed one, shaitan. إنه ليس له سلطان. He has no power and strength. على الذين آمنوا. Those who believe. وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. If you believe and you do توكل على الله, Shaitan has no power and strength over you. None. Who promises promise? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah jalla jalalu. How I can call myself a mu'min and rely on Allah and helicopter working? People, wake up. Wake up big time. Helicopter meaning what? Arrogant, shayateen. Everything is mental. You cannot rely on Allah? You cannot calm? Are we crazy? And we call ourselves a mu'min? You cannot be. You see two qualities. The believer and rely on Allah. Allah will be for them. And Allah said, Shaitan has no power and strength over you. إِنَّمَا سُلْطَانًا. The sultan of Shaitan, the power of Shaitan, عَلَى الَّذِينَ يَتَوَلَّوْنَهُ. The Shaitan of Allah for those who have loyalty to Shaitan. Allah called it loyalty. Wilaya. Companionship. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِهِ مُشْرِكُونَ. And those who have association with Allah. Two quality. Make you belong to Allah. Two quality belong to Shaitan. You believe in Allah. You rely on Allah. You have no any fear of Shaitan. You have loyalty to Shaitan. And you have association with Allah. Shaitan is your Lord. You finished. And Allah will not protect you. Is this not scary? Yes.
What about the person who sins?
Allah did not send sins in here. Mm-hmm. You see, is this not scary? Scary? Because you have to understand, I said it before, you have weakness and you have diseases. If you're weak, you go back to your iman. That's why even if you commit sins, you commit anything, you go back, you make tawbah, you commit. But when you are sick, when you have sickness of the heart, like arrogant, shirk, association, not content, not thanks, belong to Shaitan, this is diseases. It eats you inside. This is why your salah has no value. Your fasting, no value. Taraweeh, no value. Everything has no value. Why? Because you're already, the Shaitan is eating you inside. But it's when you're doing the ritual from outside, but inside you're already eaten. You're already eaten. You've already been destroyed. And this is why you find even sometime after Salah, people fighting with each other. You see, after Salah, you go buying gold immediately. But it's when you have, the dunya is overwhelming you. Why? Later on, Allah will explain to you why. Why in verse 107? After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He called these people as a kafir. A kafir and a hypocrite. And after Allah explained to you who they are, Allah explained to us why. Why they are this way. He said, ذَلِكَ بَأَنَّهُمْ اسْتَحَبُّوا الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا عَلَى الْآخِرَةِ. This because they have dunya beloved in their heart than akhirah. That's it. Allah did not talk too much. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْكَافِرِينَ. Allah do not guide those who are kafir. Allah called them kafir. The people who love dunya above akhirah is a kafir. Is a quality of a kafir. If I'm a mu'min, my quality should not be this way. My quality, I love my akhirah above my dunya. By this way, all my effort, akhirah, little bit of dunya. My worry for akhirah, not dunya. My love for akhirah, not dunya. What about dunya? Dunya, you cannot escape it. We are afraid to escape dunya. Are you crazy? Why? Why again Allah do that? أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ طَبَعَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَالْعَزُ بِاللَّهِ. Those people, Allah veil their heart. Veil. وَسَمْعِهِمْ. And veil their ear. عن أبصارهم and veil their eyes. وأولئك هم الغافلون. Those are the one in the heedlessness. غفلة. Is this not scary? Because either you are belong to akhirah or dunya, you cannot be mixed. Today somehow we want mixed up. We want to go to the bathroom, get some stuff, mix it with ice cream and, you know, cream shanty and fruit salad and mix it together and have it, mashallah, eat. I do not get it. I really do not get it. We the only human being or supposed to be creature on earth believe of mixing garbage with goodness. You go to French pastry and Italian pastry, get some pastry, and you go to the garbage can, get some, and mix them together. How? We're doing that in our heart. We're doing that in our heart. We mix iman with kufr. We mix goodness with denial. How? It eats your good deed. You do good deed, your bad deed, and the disease of the heart eats the reward of the good deed. Now you're bankrupt again. But so you're always in the loop of what? Zero or minus zero. No quality. Your iman is not rising. The quality is not rising. You cannot open a bank account and want a big saving when you put dollar, take dollar, put dollar, take dollar, put dollar, take dollar. What's the balance? Zero. You see? This is what we're doing. But we're doing worse than that. And we're backbiting and we're talking and nonsense and chatting and this. Oh Allah. And Allah called them in Akhirah, those are the disgraced one and those are the loser. Again, look at verse 1:110. ثُمَّ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لِلَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا. Your Lord to those who migrate. مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا فِتُنُوا. After they've been in a state of calamity and hardship and mean hardship and fitna. Those who emigrate from the fitna. وجاهدوا and struggle وصبروا and be patient. إن ربك من بعدها لغفور رحيم. You have a calamity, you have a hardship, you immigrate to Allah, you hold tight in your immigration and be patient with Allah. Allah will open for you. One 12 in Surah Al-Nahl. Again, what's the example of us? Allah gives the example of our village. It was calm. And Allah gives them provision from everywhere. And he was happy. فَكَفُرَتْ بِأَنَعْمُ اللَّهِ. They did kufr with the name of Allah. فَأَذَاقَهَا اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوعِ وَالْخَوْفِ. Allah gave them the calamity of hunger and fear. بِمَا كَانُوا يَصْنَعُونَ. With what they done. Anytime you look at the ummah in calamity, is our action. Don't blame outsider. Don't blame other. There's no one verse in Quran till you blame other. And after that, Allah tell you. Allah send them the message. And after that, they do kufr with it. And they did not contend and thanks to Allah. Believe it or not, today I was coming to give you another message. I will tell it to you later if we have time. And in the end, Allah ends this surah with something so beautiful. إِنَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ كَانَ أُمَّةً قَانِتًا لِلَّهِ حَنِيفًا وَلَمْ يَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was a nation. Allah called him a nation. Why? He was the only Muslim on earth in the beginning of his da'wah, alone. All the odds against him. All the kingdom of Namrud against him. Everybody against him, and he stand on. What it mean? By this way, whatever odds you have, Allah tell you, don't worry about it. Ibrahim was. Hold tight with me. You do not need nobody. You need me. شَاكِرًا لِأَنْعُمْهِ. One of the first quality of Ibrahim, he was thanks to Allah. It was a gift of Allah. And after that, he gave you all the quality of Ibrahim. And after that, he said, اِدْعُوا إِلَى سَبِيلَ رَبِّكَ بِالْحِكْمَةِ والموعظة الحسنة. Give da'wah to people with wisdom and good knowledge and manner. وجادلهم بالتي أحسن. إن ربك هو أعلم بمن ضل عن سبيله وهو أعلم بالمهتدين. And Allah ended, واصبر وما صبرك إلا بالله. Be patient. And you cannot be patient except with Allah. Be patient. And you cannot be patient except with Allah. For Allah. ولا تحزن عليهم. Don't be sad. ولا تكن في ضيق مما يمكرون. And don't be scared or worry about what they plot and plan. إن الله مع الذين اتقوا والذين هم محسنون. Allah with those who believe in Him and fear Him and respect Him. والذين هم محسنون. And those who are the generous and kind one. Again, two qualities. If you have it, Allah with you. When you are with Allah, when you are kind, محسنين, always generous, always kind. And the ultimate generosity in here, what? To be kind to yourself. What more than being stingy against yourself? What word are that? You cannot be stingy outside unless you're stingy inside. And you will never see opening from Allah until you clear the stingy. Take it from me. A stingy and arrogant is a destruction. Humble and humility with generosity is an opening. Is this answering your question? We need Iman. Iman in the light. Iman is a criterion. Iman is Furqan. Iman is the one make you distinguish between right and wrong. Iman is the one motivate you to do good deed. Iman motivate you to have ikhlas in your good deed. Iman make you humble and humility, by this way you save your good deed. Iman will give you the strength and ability to be Abdullah, by this way you do not have doubt in your good deed to the point you are a disgrace your own self. And you erase it. Iman is the one who give you power. How you do that? Be with Allah. Read Quran. Read the message. Beg Allah. Be in the right companion. Do zikrullah. Unite your heart to Allah. Purify your intention. Beg Allah, make me abd. If you ask me all my life, I said, Allah, make me abd. Make me live as Abdullah. Make me die as Abdullah. Make me resurrect as like Abdullah. And this is why, when Allah elevated Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Isra and Mi'raj, what he said, Subhana alladhi asra bi'abdihi. He didn't say Muhammad bi'abdihi. By this way, to be Abdullah, Allahu Akbar. Today, when a woman loves a man or a man loves a woman, oh, they feel unbelievable loyalty to each other. What about Allah? Did we give the same loyalty to Allah? Imagine, we willing to give all the loyalty to a piece of meat, and we're not willing to give it to Allah. We're willing to disgrace ourselves for something of material. We have a long way to go. If you ask me, we need a lot of cleaning. A lot of cleaning. And otherwise, if you have Iman in your heart, and you have doubt and shirk and uncertainty and weakness and worry and incontent, and not content, and not thanks, the bad disease will eat good deed. You cannot do that. You will be crazy. By the way, you always do good deed, and you always clean up your good deed by yourself, nobody else. Like one scholar when I was young, he told me, like, almost you're making a lot of money, and you go to a gang in the street, and open your bucket and say, take from me, until you go home, empty bucket. Who opened your bucket? You did. Who go to the gang and sit next to them? You did. What's the difference? You do good deed and you allow your mouth to talk bad deed or do something. You allow the disease of your heart to eat you alive. Very soon you're coming to Ramadan. Very soon you're supposed to want Laylatul Qadr. Very soon we're going to die. By this way, how to preserve and increase and hold tight, strengthen our Iman. And how to preserve our good deed. How to clean out our heart. How to develop our good deed and how to develop our good manner to prepare for Ramadan. This need knowledge, need companionship, And if you have none of the above, be the companionship of Allah. Be the companionship of Ramadan, of Quran. Read about Quran. Read Quran with understanding. Beg Allah. Talk to Allah. Do a lot of zikr with comprehending. Remember Allah the maximum you can. Humble yourself. Try to do good deed. Hurry up. Do the opposite. There's a lot of work to be done. It's not a talk. And don't try to show off. This journey is completely confidential. It's between us and Allah, this ikhlas. Don't worry about who said and who look, but worry about what you're doing and what you're doing it for. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us Abdullah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us min al-mukhlasin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us min al-mukhlasin. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يا الله يا الله حمدناك يا الله وصلينا على الحبيب المصطفى يا الله اللهم افتح علينا فتحا مبينا يا رب العالمين اللهم ألهمنا وسددنا اللهم ألهمنا رشدنا وقنا شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا اللهم اجعلنا مفاتيحا للخير مغاليقا للشر اللهم توكلنا عليك يا ربي فاجعلنا من المتوكلين واجعلنا من الموقنين واجعلنا من المؤمنين واجعلنا من المخلصين واجعلنا من المخلصين واجعلنا من الصادقين واجعلنا من أهل الأمانة للعهد والوعد يا رب العالمين واجعلنا من أهل ولايتك يا رب العالمين يا الله يا الله يا الله يا من هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم ذو العرش المجيد ذو العرش الكريم ذو العرش العظيم توفنا مسلمين وألحقنا بالصالحين ولا تخزنا يوم الدين واجعلنا من الشاكرين واجعلنا من الحامدين واجعلنا من أهل الهدى والرضا واليقين وافتح علينا من مفاتيحك التي لا تغلق أبدا يا رب العالمين واكرمنا يا ربي أكرمنا بالحكمة أكرمنا بالنور أكرمنا بالهدى أكرمنا بالقبول أكرمنا بالتواضع أكرمنا بالقربة إليك يا رب العالمين أكرمنا بالقربة إليك يا رب العالمين أكرمنا يا أكرم الأكرمين وارحمنا يا أرحم الراحمين وتولنا يا صاحب الولاية يا وهاب يا صاحب الفضل العظيم يا الله تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا مولانا إنك أنت أرحم الراحمين اللهم تقبل دعاءنا هذا لنا ولكل من سألنا الدعاء ولكل من لهم حق علينا من الأحياء والأموات ولكل من يعيننا على كل عمل من أعمال الخير يا رب العالمين وكل من أعطانا في سبيلك لابتغاء مرضاتك فيا ربي تقبل منا يا ربي وضع البركة والنور والقبول فيما نفعل وفيما نقول ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وحسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل وأفوض أمري إلى الله إن الله بصير بالعباد وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحانك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه